The first reading this morning is from the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy. Moses said, "And now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the rules that I am teaching you, and do them that you may live and go in and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, has given you. You shall not add to the words that I command you, nor take from them, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you. Keep them and do them, for that will be your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people, who, when they hear all these statutes, will say, 'Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it that the Lord our God is with you, with us? Therefore we call upon him.'" Excuse me. Awesome. "And what great nation is there that has statutes and rules so righteous as all this law that I set before you today? Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and all your children's children." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm today will be sung responsibly by the cantor and the congregation.
Forth it gives light, it gives understanding to the simple.
I open my mouth and pen, I long for your commandments.
Turn to me in mercy, as you always do those who love your name. Rescue me from those who oppress me, and I will keep your commandments.
Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes.
My eyes shed streams of tears, because people do not keep your law.
Second reading is from Ephesians, the sixth chapter. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against the flesh and the blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospels of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, that all prayers and supplications. To that end, keep alert all perseverances, and make a supplication for all the saints, and also for me, the word may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly and to proclaim the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak." The words of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.